Okay. Shin Chaf Aleph Seif Yud Beis. Hamichatech Hayerek Dak Dak Chayiv Mishum Teichen. Chayiv because of Teichen. Seemingly simple words. Every word here is dynamic. Yedavot hatapsakavonet. Mechatech, with what? Does he mean mechatech with a kliam yuchid? Or is mechatev chayiv mishum teichin, even when he does with a sakin? Mishnah Bura, a mechatech hayerek, tolush. Avad it's tolush, because if it's mechuba, so then there's no point of speaking about teichin, you'll be over for something else, you'll be over for kaitzer. So Mishabur is not mefarish. Hamechatech. Is it mechatech with a kli? We just started. Hamechatech, yerek, dak dak. What's mechatech? Is mechatech with a kli amyuchit? Or is mechatech with anything? Soon we're going to learn that the Ramah is mechadish. And I use that word very carefully because I'm not so sure if it's a chiddush of the Ramah or the Ramah is mefarish the mechaber. And I have raya's that the Ramah is only being mefarish the mechaber. And the Ramah says v'chol zelay mayri ella b'chaytech u'maniach avlim la'ach le'miyad. But if it's to eat it right away, hakel shari, it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Bura that even according to the Ramah, that's matir miyad, but if it's a kliam yuchid, it would be aser. If you look, you'll see where it says kach kasa b'chaya adam in brackets, and then he continues in siv katan mem hei, v'ayin bebir halacha, de'aheter shezachar b'hagah, the heter of the Ramah, that you could eat, do it for la'alter, is k'shechayt chay b'sakin. It would be aser anyway. Because the gam beber guf and bekli hamyuchid lebrei would be aser. So then the mechaber that's not talking about the altar, right? If the heter of the Ramah is la altar, but not with kli hamyuchid, is mashma that sakin would be aser even when it's not la'alter. I mean, when it's not miyad, then it's aser even besakin. If you put two and two together, so again, hamechatech hayerek dak dak doesn't say anything if, unless maybe there's a chil between the iser and the chiyuv chayiv mishum teichin. Stam in the reading of the Mechaber, but the halacha wouldn't make a difference, Taka, and a chanami. It would be also to mechatech the yerek, even with a sakit. But the Mechaber is mechatech is chayiv, maybe the only chayiv when you do it derech tchina, with the kliyam yuchid. But this is klar. The heter shezachav, we're going to soon learn. We're going to soon learn. There's special kalim for tchina, and there's special kalim for tchinas yerek. The Mishnah Bura brings certain utensils that were similar. Ramaisha disagrees with the Mishnah Bura. What's called a kliam yuchid for chatichas yerek?
The Mishnah Bura in Lamed Vav is also clearly this way.
Yeah, which one? Which Mishnah Bura you're referring to?
Earlier in Sefiyot.
Okay.
By the cheese.
Yeah.
It's mutter lechatcha besak and dak dak.
Right.
Well, the el besif tes the nimbasa the gamze in a gedule kaka.
Right.
Thinking by yerek, which is gedule kaka.
Uh huh. It's even besak is good and a chanami. Lined up good. For the Mishnah Bura is mashma that the mechatich is even to take a regular kitchen knife and to cut it dak dak, it's going to be mutter. Can I clear? Is that okay if I infuse my two cents of Ryan? What happens if it's a kitchen knife? It's really difficult to cut dak dak. It's not a very sharp knife. It's a big avoida. Didn't we learn in Teichin that shinui gam is mutter? Hat man nicht gelernt das also? Was? Mit doch gelernt, that Shinui Gam is Mutter. So I would state, we mizakt in the beginning of the Shir, before we come to Maskan at the end of the Shir, Ken Zayin Shmi Mutter. I would write this in a Sefer. That if a person uses a kitchen knife that's not sharp, so it becomes a tremendous Avoida, to cut it dak dak, it's Melo, it should be Mutter. We learned Shinui, and Shinui has to do with Tircha.
It's considered dak-dak, because technically...
Now you're enough going. That's the end of the shir. That's the next half hour of the shir, what's called dak-dak. But, right, again, all I'm saying is... the help of brain, we're learning so gewaldik. You have no idea how gewaldik our boys are learning. I'm a chatech. With what? Pashtus is mashma with any knife. Because the head to the Ramal later, la'alter, is not by the professional knife. Just with the regular knife. Is mashma, if it's not la'alter, even the regular knife is aser. And Reb Shapsi's gerecht, and Lamed Vav is mashma that way also. So I'm asking, good, what happens if it's a knife that's not sharp? You have these knives that are so difficult to cut, Doc. You need a special knife for Doc, Doc. You need these sharp knives to cut, Doc. You ever try to set up the guy and tell her, go cut the vegetables with a knife which isn't sharp? She's not going to do it for you. She refuses to do it. Give me the knife to cut. What are you talking about? If I took one of those, you know, those bland knives, you're going to be able to cut dak dak. How can you cut dak dak? What do you put tomatoes? You're going to cut dak dak. And we learned that shinui with tircha, even without shtei shinuim, because by Yerik we learned. No. All you need is one shinui. Rav payalim. That by Yerik you only need one shinui. Hal techesim butter. If you want to cut the salad, dak dak. With a knife which is, makes it difficult, it's not a sharp knife. Everybody in Lakewood's gonna yell and scream, so let them yell and scream. What should I do? Did I say anything wrong? I'm saying, is there anything wrong with the logic? Is there anything wrong with the cheshbon? Once you have a shini of tircha, it's mutter. So what's vilsta? Michatech say, Yerik dak dak is a shini of tircha with the wrong knife. It's very difficult. How about if I want to take my tomatoes and I want to crush them with the back of the fork, or the, if I'm saying with the prongs of the fork? I don't want to take the pieces and I give it a. I'm crushing it to make it into smaller, you know. So
it might not be a shin and gum we handled.
Who said? What, how do you know?
Because it's the same case.
No, because normal people, what do? Normal people cut
the whole thing.
But this is easier.
So I'm giving you good advice. Tell the lady to cut the tomatoes. Nothing. With the prongs of the fork. Smash it.
With the regular fork.
You know people who make salad by crushing it with a fork? So you can make it in pieces and then crush it. That's what it's doable. You ever take a cucumber, you crush it. Unless people can say they're not going to eat it. It's smoggy, it's soggy, it's not going to look good, it's not going to sound good. All right. Let's say you want to crush it for a person who wants it more soft. You want small pieces. Whatever the reasons you want small pieces. Doable. Which means, since the darkie is not to smash like a banana, if you crush it, good. Eich shinui. Eich mut. Okay. What's called Yerik? Zakti Mishnabuva. Yerik is afilu b'yerokis shiruyin lechlon chayin. Yerokis that you can eat it the way it is. Now, I understand in Bishel that chay and not chay makes a difference. But in Tchina, what does that mean, chay and not chay? And the answer obviously is that there are certain vegetables that the only way you can eat them is if you eat them in tiny little pieces. I mean, obviously, like onions and garlics. Onion and garlic, if you take a bite out of a cucumber. Take a bite out of an onion, bistagendikta, right? Unless you're a health bug who's used to it, right? People who do it, yeah, certain people do it, yeah. Just stay away from them during the day. I'll upon him. Of a week, stay away from them. You know, they say that the garlic just takes away the vampire. They say, okay, Kane is Galanta. It's in the books, in the books. One of the things was the onion and the garlic. The garlic. They used to use it as a potion against it.
That's
very sicklish. Alcohol part of they used to use it to scare away the vampires. I was afraid to say, I'm myself. 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 See, eat an onion, you got all your enemies stay away from you. Okay. Uncle Panim Rabbi Isai, Ruin Lech Lechayin. Lechayin is a case, not of Psalim, and not of Shumin. Mirdachzach Beis Hashem, Yisbach Hashem Zog Ashtikl Chiddush. See, tonight is just laying the groundwork with Apach Chiddush, with Apach Ha'aris, and then we go in for the final Havon of the Sugin. Mishnah Bura Sif Cotton Memhei. V'achaytchim habtzalim v'hatznoin. You see it? There's a little dot there after the memtes of the Sharetzion. See memtes of the Sharetzion in the Mishnah Berurah? The end of that paragraph begins v'achaytchim habtzalim v'hatznoin dak dak shah ishtayim kaidim asuda koroi v'adov loimer. It's interesting lashon. A lot of achrenim are chelik on the Mishnah Berurah on this because it's a chiddush, it's a egin a chiddush koroi v'adov loimer mechtes. It's aser. I mean, the guy holds even by Bishul, it's mutter. I mean, it's a very big chiddush. Karav adov loimar shechayiv chatos v'abtzolim asurim b'achila. Now the b'tzolim are aser. If you did it 2-3 hours before and you cut it up, dak dak, so machst ayir mit what do you call that? Mitzibalach. Ayir mitzibalach. You do it 2 hours before. Going to Mishtabur, you're not allowed to eat it. So they'll say Mishmur alitvak. But lemaisi, you're not Mishmur aser. Okay. If you looked at the Sheshavit, a Levi Dachzach has a tshuva about it, that's 100% mutter, okay, but the Mishmur asks, okay? Check. But I want to talk... Mitnesuda, all right, listen, what do I know? Al-Kalpanim, it's in Yonim to do it, they bring it to the table and do it, right? I don't know, maybe because of this Mishnah Berurah. Maybe because of this Mishnah Berurah, very nice. Al-Kalpanim, Rabbi their pshat could be that it's chayiv chatz and karav adavar lesser is only by psalim because it's not nechalim chayim. But when it's something which is, we're saying something, they're not nechalim chayim. So that's the real classic case of tchina. Mashayin kain, even though it's aser, mash afil barak shorei lech lechayim gam kisviyesh tchina ba'eichlim. I don't know if we'll aser it, I don't know if you chayiv chatos, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's hagam the mishabur sticking you back into the chayiv case. Because Hayerik is mashm all your ruckus, so maybe he's sticking back into the chayiv to the point that you chayiv chatus, which is a tremendous chiddush, and that it's aser lechel. But I would tie into a different reason why it should be mutter. Remember, by Bishul we learned that anything which is not a hani lemaisav, something which didn't change it because you could anyway eat it, it's not aser because the maisav Shabbos wasn't goyim that you should be able to eat it. Remember, we said this from the Bialacha. So it could be, even without the shtickle, that it's chayiv. So let's say it's taka chayiv. Right? Let's say it's taka mamish achiyiv, even if it's ruyin lechem chayim. It's a cucumber, it's ruyin lechem chayim, good. But still, it's not lehani lemaisav. Lemaisi, you weren't able to eat it before also. So it could be the Mishnah Berurah would be maskim only by Bitzalim. Mishnah Berurah says only by Bitzalim and Shnayim. It says only, so we could say that was the custom. That they used to cut Psalm and Tznayin 2-3 hours before. But Dilma, you could say, no, fakir, it's only Psalm and Tznayin is Aser. But if let's say Lu Yitzur, they cut it. So for example, now I also am not sure, does the Mishnah Berurah mean it'll be Aser for me and for the other guy also? Lo Yul Acherim, so if the wife did it, let's say the wife made eggs and ayir 2 hours before. Well, what's by Bayer Taka? No?
It's Aser. By Bishul, it's Aser.
By Bishul, the special is Halacha Lo Yul Acherim, no?
It's not only
by all malachas, it's also loy lachem. All right, so yeah. I don't know. So I guess the Mishnah Berurah is telling it's to Bayer, so it would be awesome.
Says
like Bayer.
Good.
I'm saying, so chayra, you have to clear, is it for him or for him? Maybe for everybody, Taka. Maybe for everybody. But enochanami.
Sure, even those who say that even in situations, I should say, where it's not us for other people, but I think there's a Magen Avraham that the person who you're doing it for.
Yeah, that could be also. So anyway, so you're doing it for him, so it's like you loy.
It's like him, right?
Yeah, I hear. It could be. So if a guy pops in, let's say, guy popped in, maybe it's smooth. I don't know, you have to work it out. Maybe by tomorrow I'll have it worked out a little more. I'm not sure. I'm a supik about this. Because Mishabur just says it's awesome. anybody, right? That was the deek, I thought. Maybe everybody. Right? But only because it's a hani maisav. You have something by cutting it. If lu yitzu, you didn't cut it, you couldn't eat it. But something which you could eat anyway. So halacha is, like by the other cases, it's called lehani maisav. And it's taka muta bachilas. And a chanami, if you cut pickles before, 2 hours before, avad the metodus nishtan. But if you do it, it's not going to be also lechayr. That's the cheshbin in these two words. Amechatich, good. Mechatich is with a sakin. Hayerek is, even though it's nechalim chayim, it's not allowed, and it's even maybe a chiyav. But is it going to aser it? I don't know. Maybe it's only.
Is it even weird? Slonishtan, that would be Allah says in Shinichas that it's aser lachayim.
By mazit. Yeah, but he's not a mazit. He doesn't know. What do you mean? Mazit.
But if he doesn't know, then it's
mutter. It's a shailen halacha. He's thinking. First of all, it says davishah shechir mekilu, but it's mutter coin to some shitas. First of all, it's with a sakin. I don't know. Say it's not. It's just shokaidim. So you're thinking. Read me that mishabur again. Read me one more time.
Read halacha.
Right, that's the one. That's what I'm referring to. Okay, yeah. Because it's not nasa maisa. If the yerek is nechal kamoi chai, I can eat the cucumber anyway. So it's not called nasa maisa. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no. Was Mr. Burr Machria?
He leaves it at that.
So let's leave it as a good question. Mr. Burr Maisa picked out one case of cutting that it's a problem. So either it's because Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, that they used to prepare it in advance. Maybe they didn't make salads, tiny little pieces, and maybe they didn't make anything else, liver, tiny little pieces, and maybe they didn't do this tiny little pieces. The only thing they had was Chaytchim B'Salam B'Salam. I don't know. Huh? I mean, you tell me, Rabbi Yisai. Why would he pick one case, Chaytchim B'Salam at night? It's a very good ha'ara. Unless you say it's that because it's...
Radish, sharp.
Sharp, no? It's not even something like a garlic. They wouldn't eat it. You have to cut into little pieces, like an onion. An onion and radish. Something you can't. Yeah. Avada. This is a good art, Rabbi. I'm touching on a nerve here in the sugya. There's a nerve here in the sugya that the Mishnah Berurah spoke about iser, that it becomes aser only in a case which is not nechel chai. Now, what you want to do with it, I would like to be matir everything else, because that's what I like to do. If you have different pshatim, it's fine with me. Okay.
So the pitch of Dak Dak is similar to
not
this
yet,
case.
Not yet. We're not holding Dak Dak as the biggest sugi part. So we're just touching the edges now to get to the main course. The main course is what's called Dak Dak, okay? And that's what we're holding right now. What's called... Okay, no. One more thing first. Try to do the easy parts first, and then we get to the hard parts. Eilig Ramah tells us that's Kaidum Lusuda, before the Suda, which means La Alter, it's going to be Mutta. V'chol zeh loy mayri el b'chaytich ha-maniach. Avolim le'ech loy miyad. It's Mutta. Mishabur says, what's called miyad? Same thing like by Bayer, when they come out of the base Knesset, half an hour, he gives the same shurim again, right? Yeah. Says the Mishabur.
It is really weird.
Where we get it from. I know, there's the Makar. I told you that. The Makar of the half hour of the shul comes from here, Grada. I told this to you. Yeah, you remember? It's like a Gedenktach. So Mr. Burr writes clearly that this has to do with the half hours. 1 second, so let's read it. And then we all discuss what happens. It takes a long time to get home from the base Knesset. For example, me, by the time I leave my I can make Havdalah. By the time I get to my house after shul, is Havdalah time. Okay, I'll upon him. My wife has a different shot in this Mishnah Berurah here. All right, anyways, you're laughing. I have a sign. My wife is by the window. It means already I better come. There's a different zman, you know. But she's already... If the kids are by the window, it means that it's starting to get the time to come. She's by the window. I drop everything and I run. That's it. Time to go. Akalpanim Rabbi Isai. This is the half hour. What happens if he's a Zaken? So Mishnah Berurah, we're going to get back to this halacha. Now, what happens if he's a Zaken? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says, Haka, for who are then the Asa Lachta Gregorus v'charuvim? Gregorus and Charuvim, Lifnei Skenim. Okay? So it's also to cut in front of the Skenim. Zak the Mishnah Berurah. What's the point of the Skenim? She'en Yechaylim L'Asa, because they can't chew. And therefore, this is considered taichin. Mamish, you're chopping it up for them. What about let's go after most of the people? What do you mean? Most people could chew charuvim. So what are you talking about that they can't chew? Who cares what they could do and they can't do? Who's doing the taichin? You? You could chew. What do you want? Yeah, rubid alma could chew. The answer is, and I, like by Basitzli, the kimashu gedulei karka chama yaisa. The ikatchina begedulei karka. So I want to be medayik from this Mishnah Berurah. That this is that they can't chew. She'en yechayl melasei. What happens if they could be? They could chew it, but it's hard for them. Maybe it would be mutter. No, don't start showing me. I know I'm right. I spoke to Mazriel about it, and then I found later in the Shmir Shabbos Kachas, he says, I said, don't drain me a cup. Don't show me a one word in the mug. I know what you want to show me. It's not a game. It has to be. Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, you can show me. Look, it's fine. Two of us the vilst. Okay, Akalpanim, I would say this, that it's only She'en Yechay Melasei, which means that there's no choice. They can't chew it.
Baby.
Oh, we're going to get to the baby in a minute. They can't chew it. So if they can't chew it, so this becomes the Teichen for them. But if they could do it, it's just it's hard for them, and you just want to make it easier. So then we could go after Ruba the Alma and be Matrit.
I thought even if it's Nechel Chai, it's awesome.
This has to do with no. I'm chatech yerik dak dak is chaim shum teichen. Who had din the also lachter greig is a charuvim must they skenim. It's what you need that for.
Yeah,
so you have to say the pshat is even alter maybe. Yeah, nachanam. In fact, the chagot tekasha. So pashas means alter. Lifnei skenim for the alter. And that's what he continues. The reading is a little funny, right? I mean, because has nothing to do with being eating and not being able to eat it. I'll tell you, the emes is a shtickel tire from Shlomo Zalman, which we'll get to a little bit later, which has to do with chewing and eating. We'll get to it in a few minutes, okay? But just for argument's sake, just for the reading. Lifnei skeini, what's the shayrim?
I got I'm lost. How come lifnei skeini is also if miyad is mutter?
Oh, the shaila is like this. The shaila is by miyad should normally be mutter, right? But this is mamish a real teichin because they can't eat it. Remember, like behema, we learned this. If you put it in front of the behema, so even though there's not gedulei karka, but the mice, since they can't eat it any other way, it's real teichin.
I thought we said also you can't eat unless it's dark duck, and that's mutter.
Oh, that's his kasha.
Well, that's what yeah.
That's what he just asked me. He just asked me that. But anyway, it's usher. So what do you need the svar that he can't eat it? The Teretz is maybe the Ramah's already going with the Heter of Miyad.
Or the Heter of Ein Techina.
No, but now he's asking him else.
Yes, yeah, so one of Shach, so what do you want? What do you mean, I hold that it's Mutter. What do you mean? I'm Chatr, so you're just saying it's Mutter?
Miyad is Mutter.
No, Miyad is Mutter.
So then why is Asr over here?
Because he can't eat it any other way, literally. Literally, I mean, there's nothing, he can't chew it. So your mom's doing the Techina for him, maybe.
Even though it's all him and it's all muscle, you don't eat.
Not ruin lecha, which says, but you could technically chew it. Here you technically can't chew it, so you're doing the tchina. Here your mom is doing this. The problem with this is that you're doing what tchina is. I want you to pay attention, and this we're going to get to later. It's a word from Reb Shlomo Zalman, which is rizik, and I held it comes from here. Tchina has a lot to do with taking the activity of the chewing away. Tchina is, of course, tchina, the regular tchina. But this hamechatech yerik dak dak is about not to have to chew it. That's called tchina. I already pretty much gave you a half for Reb Shlomo Zalman's psak. Reb Shlomo Zalman passed because what's called dak dak, anything that I still have to chew it afterwards is mutter because it's not called dak dak. In order for it to be taichin, it has to be chopped up in a way that I could just swallow it. So the chituch
is very big.
It's a very interesting psak, huh? Very interesting shmir shak. We'll get to it in a few minutes. So kolpanim, what do we have over here? That in front of the skeinim, that you're allowed to chop it up. You're not allowed to chop it up because he can't chew it. So therefore, it becomes usher, period, because that's considered real taichin. So I asked the poshtus diuk lechayritz mashma that they can't chew chaylum lasib. If let's say they could chew it, just it's hard for them, and maybe it should be mutter. Maybe it should be mutter taka.
I think I'm the shayla before, but etzim nama holds ein chine ba'oichlen.
Right.
So if it's something that's readily eaten, then it's not a problem. But since we go basal the gav over here, we don't go basal roiv. Since the kedula karka, we're more machmir to go basal.
You're saying a chiddush that the Ramaz completely being chaylik on the mechaber. So I want you to know that most shuvas svarim paskin that the Ramaz is agreeing with the mechaber, and the proof is because the heter of la'alter is actually coming from the mechaber. If you look at Siv Kot Mem, hey, he's getting it from the Beis Yosef himself said it. The Beis Yosef himself, hey, Rabbi, let me just tell you quickly where we're holding. We're doing Shilchav Aleph Yud Beis. I'm Mechatech Yerik, dot, dot. Okay. So we used to discuss what's called Mechatech Yerik. Akupan, the Ramah brings a heter. V'hu an Isser, aga, v'hu adin da'asa lachta gregris v'charuvim lifnei skeinim. The first Ramah in Yud Beis, the beginning of the Ramah. So you're not allowed to chop them up in front of the skeinim. Zok the mishtabura, because they can't chew. So by you chopping it up, your mom is being toich. So first of all, I'm telling you, it's masha from here that they can't chew at all. But if they could chew, just it's difficult. So you're allowed to make it easier, l'chayra, by chopping it up. With this, we could come and say that for a cotton, technically a cotton could eat. Unless he can't eat. But if he could eat and just want to make it easier, it should be mutter. Befrat, you have this Ramah that it's Kaidim Lasuda, which we're soon going to learn. Kaidim Lasuda is it's a Ramah. We're going to learn that Ramaisha held that the Mishabura was wrong on this.
Right.
Mishabura comes and says you should be Machmir, not like this Ramah, and Asa even Kaidim Lasuda. We're soon going to learn from Ramah, Ramaisha held it's not true. Ramaisha rips it to pieces. First, Ramaisha said it's a Hayatachin, Yechayshish for a Rajba Kenegan Ramah, Machmir, the Ramah is Paisik. And it's also, he says, it's connected to the Minig, he says. And even though the Chazanish says, not like that, so what? The Chazanish, Das Yochid, it's very sharp for tshuva over there. Very, very sharp for tshuva that this Ramah is right. And I want you to tell you a lot of times.
What is that Ramah?
Oh, I see everybody's getting off already.
which Ramah is this?
Ramah, Shechafal of your base, no?
Yes. Ramah really says Ain't
Kinabayan. I know that, but Lamaisa with Machbe, though. I mean, otherwise, what's the Ramah talking about? Lalta, not Lalta.
So, by this canim, it's understandable.
But again,
by this canim,
I'm compounding
it to
move over. If ain't chinam, this is mutter. So, forget the whole thing is mutter. What do you mean? Ain't chinam, I'm
compounding it to move over. No, but it's bought by the zokin. He can't do it.
You're saying like this.
It goes back to being ain't
right. You have the terrible alter. What do you want? I mean, the Mishnah Mechaber also is ain't chinam, I'm. What do you have to come on to that for? Yeah, but you can't hold the yesh tchina ba'eichlin. But you can't say the yesh tchina ba'eichlin is worse than the mandomos ain't tchina ba'eichlin where you can't eat, where you can't chew it. How could you say yesh tchina ba'eichlin is better?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but you are. That's basically what you're saying.
There's no heter of lalter.
Yeah, so what do you want?
Who says there's no heter of lalter?
That's the Teretz is maybe he's talking about lalter, Taka.
Maybe which lalter it's mutter. Well,
I don't know, that's what we're clear. So I'm saying the Ramos Huadin the Asa Lach the Gregors. What's Huadin?
The Huadin that
it's not Huadin according to you.
It's a different Huadin. It's just Huadin.
No, but he holds Ein Tchina Ba'Eichlin, you just told me.
But the Baat over here, it's like a matter of not being Eichlin, so it's the same as Yesh Tchina Ba'Eichlin.
No, but what about Mechatech Yerik Dak Dak?
Mechatech Yerik Dak Dak.
It's Mutter according to Ramos.
Is the Mechaber.
But I'm asking you, so what's Huadin?
Would he hold in that case?
Yes, what's Huadin? You're not answering the kashas. You're not answering the what?
It's only nogeya by Bitzolim and
you see, you're making
and
Torah, which is not here. I don't know. You want to write a shtickle Torah? Go ahead. I don't know. I mean, Huadin is mashma. I agree to what you said, and Huadin is here too. It's not true.
It is unless you want to.
So then say it. So then you'll say that this Mishnah. I don't know. It's a chiddush. You want to say maybe you have to stick it in for some reason. Mishnah is not masbir.
Ramah himself holds
it. There has to be Mishnah Bura about this. I mean, I hear you. Okay, Reb Shapsi is mechubik to say shtik. Go ahead. No? Go ahead. I don't know what to tell you. It's not here, you know. It's not mashma that the Ramah is chaylik on a mechatech yerik yidak dak, and the biggest raya is because he says later, la'alta it's mutter. According to him, it's anyway mutter.
It would have been mutter.
It would have
like
been mutter.
Said, that the zakin wouldn't eat it.
So why is we not la'alta
mutter? The reason why ain't chine b'archim doesn't apply over here is because since this individual
you gotta fight him.
Can't
I know you're an edel mensch, you never fought anybody in your life. Here you gotta fight. The Ramah says clearly not like you. The Ramah says that it's mutter, la'alta, but la'alcha's man is also.
Why is it also la'alcha's man? Because the gabi klapi, this mensch, it is not eichlin. Eichlin doesn't just mean it's edible to this zokin. He can't eat it the way it is.
We're talking machatech yerik.
By a zokin.
So you're saying a tremendous shtickle toyer that the Ramah doesn't hold the whole.
Hakol shori doesn't mean hakol. Hakol means hakol by zokin.
The chiddush.
No, hakol by yerik also.
Leg change.
All right.
It's mutter by yerik also.
What's the shaila?
It could be by certain yerik.
The shaila is when the mechaber says I'm machatech yerik dak dak. So Ramah says who adin. The usur lach the greigers charum of neiskeinim. So he wants to say he's but mechatech yer dak dak is mutter because ain't chinu beichum according to Ramah.
Only those.
That's how he's setting up this Ramah. You think who adin means who adin? It's very not mashed from the Ramah. I'm sorry. I'm you know, it's a nice tickle toy. Yeah. Not arguing the mechaber.
But Ramah
is quoting a beis yaseh. Of course he's going to write who adin. Ramah is quoting a beis yaseh.
I can't. So that's what I'm clearing. Once it's for skeinim, you still have the het of la'alter, and you always have the het that he probably can eat anyway. You're talking about a real chayla. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where the guy is such a chayla.
Look at the sif before. The Mishnah Berurah says clearly in sif katan lam gimel.
I would say the case of the Ramah is hagah. Even what?
No, even la'alter. And that's going in the Ramah.
So Hakol Shari is not going back on.
I would have learned Vuadin to also lock the Gregors even La'alta because it's Mamish real Tchina. And this Rechol Zev, like Mari Ella Bechaitich, means it's time to hold it in Mechatech Yerik. Okay, so let me tell you, I don't.
What if you eat a little bit also?
Meaning this Ramah is explaining the Mechaber, but he himself argues on the Mechaber.
Bingo.
Yeah, but that's a very big shreds. I mean, you don't have one mashmois in that he holds differently the whole thing.
Earlier already he said that he argued.
I'm saying you have to say, who adin da'as alat to Gregoris?
According to the Mechaber.
According to the Mechaber.
He's quoting the
Mechaber. Okay, I'll tell you what, Shapsala, just for the sake of moving on, I will get back to it. I don't mind doing this again tomorrow. This is food for thought. How to learn up this Ramah, okay? I learned up the Ramah this way. Al kolponim, lamai salacha, you always have the het of la'alter, and also it has to be she'en yechayim l'lasi, which is my ikid point. He can't eat. It's a guy in the hospital who can't eat, and you have to literally crush it to feed him. But if you want to make it easier, so when you have a cotton, usually the cotton can eat, but you want to make it easier. And a chanami, if the cotton is such a baby that can't eat, and a chanami. But you always have the het of la'alter.
What about if you're doing it, let's say, like grapes, and putting it out of the soup with chomp chop on it?
That's even better.
Betzim,
he could eat it.
Yeah, that's what he wants to say. Chiddush. I was listening to his vort. That's his vort. The betzim, it's edible. Now you're doing it for safety reasons. Okay, that's good. What's good to psak? A beautiful nest of paisik, though. You see, 4 days and you're ready to paisik.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Come here 1 week. I give you smicha.
You're not just asking. Don't think you're just asking.
You could buy on the internet for $20 a smicha. That's a schlecht.
Give me your phone number on the bottom.
Okay. On your smicha, I'll keep my phone number away. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's go back to
today.
You can get a smicha. Okay. Tashin. All right. Al kapanim Rabbi Isai. Okay. Now, I have another shaila. Okay. What's called dak dak? Like my shaila. That's the shaila. What's called dak dak? So then, we find by Ketoris, it says dak al dak. What is dak al dak? Adai Nivdak, which means crushed. So good.
Silas
Nakia. Doesn't say Hamechate Chesayerik Dak. It says Dak.
Oh, Dak means both sides.
Oh, as up the Kutteteira. Tachalamdin. There's a Shaila. Could be. We'll discuss it. Give me a minute. That's up good. I wanted to say this Pshat. So wait. Hamechel Gavaldi. So what's the Pasha Pshat Dak? Very small. So let's see the Biralacha. The Biralacha Bank from the Rambam. Ukach Kosov a Rambam. You see it? Hamechate Chayerik Dak. Ukach Kosov a Rambam. Dak. You see? He's medayik the dak, the hail gemish tavur, yeah, dak. So mechatech, we stood on the word mechatech, we stood on the word yerek. Now we're going to stand a long time on the word dak. Okay, dak, aleidiv dak. It's like mamish, very, very, very small. You don't have right here in the middle of bialacha. He starts off by saying chatis gdoil chtanis. Okay, and then he says varambam, ukach kosov a Rambam. Yeah, dak. Akozel in yechiv, avlinyan iser. Maybe Yeshli Zoyer Me'oid Bezed, the Kvarkasa Besef Yereim, for the Yereim, the Reim, the Shir, the Kutan Leinoidelanu, we don't know the Shir. The Chemash Beis Yosef, the Hitzel in Yehet, the Shindelish, Yas Hatis Gedoilis, by Yishlandi, he says you should make bigger pieces. Why? Whatever type of food that they cut up. Point being, because we're afraid you might turn into Doc. So since we don't know the Shir, better safe than sorry. So what's talking halacha l'mais? So that's very good. Okay, you have to do big pieces because you better save this. What's called big piece? Okay, so what do you do now? So what do you do? What's l'mais? So what's l'mais of the shir? So there's a very big machlokes over here, three-way machlokes. And I want you to know, I scream and I yell from the top of my lungs, listen to Gedolei Yisrael. Every psak from every one of the three gedolim I'm going to mention now, you see v'et fashtan in the sugya. Oh, it's such a gewaldig. There's so much oimik in the psak. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, which I just told you before, I stole the thunder of the vart. It has to do with, do you still need to chew it? Anything that I still need to chew, that's called chatichas gedoilus. Wait. So now you're stealing my sheet. You could say my sheet if you want.
I'm not saying it.
So slow. Anything that I still need to chew, that's called big. I don't need to chew it. So you hear Muttal, you ask me, what's cool? I'm a chatech, yerek, dak. It's funny, because you know, at the end of the shiur, I'm going to come out and say, maybe even the whole halach is not a gil nice. She was at some level, it's not halach nice.
Right.
Lalta is always smooth.
Oh, not Lalta. What's Lalta? Half an hour?
Did we learn that sometimes Lalta is how much time it takes to prepare that meal, that
yeah,
day?
Yeah, fine. No. Chazanish.
Lamzi yeshiva.
No, it's tippish.
We learned this, that maybe it's Lalta means as long as it takes. And if you have a big simcha, it takes a long time.
That's no? Normal case, not big simcha.
Normal case, you need taka to cut up the yerek dak. What the wife means is such that it has to be a Shabbos table. Even by the fancy ladies, they don't have to have a dafka dak. A simcha, you need a dak. Okay, let's talk up. I say, thus is Reb Shlomo Zalman Zecher Tzadik Levracha Shmir Shabbos Kuchas Perik Vava Aravav. Reb Yashiv says that whatever you do b'choil, however you chop it up b'choil of your salad, that's called dak. So you have to make sure it's bigger than that.
Sorry.
So I have a shaila. What happens if a guy makes? He's a lazy guy, yeah? And he just chops up a salad. I say big. So you have to do bigger than that. Is that what Rabbi Yashiv? We don't know. He's like with the shayli. He wasn't sure. It's not so
poly each person.
That's what he says. Rabbi Yashiv says it's poly in each person. Israel told me years ago. Told me this. I asked him. According to this, what happens if a guy makes it bigger? I'll tell you a big story.
He's not making it bigger or smaller. He's not going to identify what the chayfetz is. He's making it bigger because he's lazy. He's not trying to make it.
You know what? He's not lazy. My mom is lazy. My mom's not lazy. I'll tell you a big chiddush. My wife needs a dak. She has to sit there and so say, "Mamish," with a magnifying glass that has to be dak. My mother's on Etzes Chol. Salad. Here you go. chop salad. Then is she lazy? She's not. She cooks and good. It's a different way of making salad. Even Hagam, it's called salat. It's just rolled a little piece once, huh? mystical stira. Sometimes I wonder maybe she gave up her zehut for Israel many years ago with the salad. Akopanim, mazet tzchalim. Akopanim, you hear? The salad bowl by Unzin Stub, by my mom is halal as a salad bowl because everything was sticking out, the lettuce with the cucumber salad. And my wife's, by us, it's a tiny little bowl. Because everything's chopped, dak, ade nivdak, chusvanasa ye nivdak. You hear? Aze is this. All right? So Rabbi Yashiv says it depends. Gvaldig psak, you should write this. That's hafla fella. It depends on the yachid. That if you normally do it, it's famous psak. I don't know. You look in the Shbichlach, they all bring it. I think I don't know. It's famous psak. Maybe should we? I'll borrow the book again. That magazine book, whatever that has pictures in it. What do you call that book again? Stomach David Stills. He brings it over there. I brought it. I borrowed it. Okay.
From where?
I borrowed it from somebody that doesn't want to lend it to me. Okay. Bekitzer of Nissen Karelitz. Okay. He's afraid that Chas saw him the pictures. You know. Okay. Reb Nissen Karelitz says a third pshat. Reb Nissen Karelitz says a third pshat. Reb Nissen Karelitz says, "Chut shani chelak alif amikud beis as gavaldika." He wants to say anything that you eat one by one, that means gadol. Anything that you eat it as a group, because what do you take out? Just piece and eat it. If you eat it biyachad because it's small, does say small. If let's say it's so small that I only eat it together as a group, I'm not going to take the cucumber and that's called small. No, that's not how you eat. You can take a little cucumber, you can take a little carrot, means you eat it as a salad. Something that's... that's called katan. It's small enough that I have to eat it as a group together with something else. Mashenki is something that I would eat separately.
You have to or you do?
Both. I don't know. You don't have to dance on the words. The lumnus is the same. The lumnus is the same.
One has to eat one by one. Okay.
Now... Let me talk, because otherwise I feel bad that we didn't cover enough ground. Okay, I want something. With every shir, I have a kavona. There's a kavona, a certain amount that I'm trying to get through. The kids are advised. Listen carefully. Yeah? I hold the oimik of these psakim is gevaldik. Reb Shlomo Zalman learned that the toichen is loyis. It's instead of loyis. Like this stick on the Mishnah Berurah. She'ein yecholim lasei. If you can't chew it, the zaken, so you become the loyus. So that's called the teichen. Rabbi Yashiv learns that it has to do with hachane. You'll be making it to eat. So whatever is called making to eat, does say it's from gadol to katan. Whatever is called cutting it up into a salad, so that's what you do in the weekdays, that's called cutting it up. It does say teichin. It has to do with how you prepare it for the eating. What does Reb Nissen Karelitz learn? I told this to you. The lashon of the Shulchan of the Rambam is gedolos to ktanos. Whenever you take something and you make it from a gadol to a katan, from this bigger to it. So how do you define gadol and katan? It's all relevant, right? And the teretz is this nekuda. This is a simen on how to fataych gadol and katan. Shlomo Zalman is learning it's about teichin that you're matchin it b'makim instead of chewing it. That's called teichin. Rebbe Yashiv is paskining that what's called teichin that you're making it. Anything that you take of the bigger and you prepare it for eating purposes, that's called teichin. And Rebbe Nissen Karelitz learns that it's just a hagdara in gadol and katan. Okay, lefiza. What? That's called dak. According to Rabbi Yashiv?
If you're making it.
No, it's because that's called dak. I know I took a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And I made it dak. What does that mean? I made it now.
That sounds like it's very small.
I know. Oh, so yeah. The teretz is that's called dak.
Make a vegetable platter.
So that's really what I asked. I mean, that's basically what I'm asking. I mean, but that's not called chopping it up. You don't. When you make a vegetable platter, you don't mean to chop it up. Make a salad, you mean to chop it.
I don't know, there's plenty of cutting doing
going then on. Then you would eat one at a time. For
that's
sure.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's not his kavanah, but that's not called, I blocked it, I chopped it. That's called slicing, that's something else. When you have big pieces, the idea is a salad. A salad is chopped up together. That's the idea. When you call, chop me up a salad. The common say cut me up fruit is not the same as chop me up salad.
Say if the whole side is being mason. Where did salad come
into our book? I hear, I'll give you the courtesy that I'll think about it. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, but Fida, you cut it in half, you're also making. I mean,
yeah, I'm saying. So obviously.
That
doesn't bother me also. We're going to mevar. What an unbelievable machlaikis. You hear? The Shiva Zatzal in Archaim Chelik Dalzim and Aydal Teuchen Ois Gimel says Teuchen is dafka when you cut it in the length and in the width. Like if I make strips, that's not called teichen.
It's
mutl chatchila. It's not called teichen.
When you cube, it's for cubing.
It has to cube it. It has to be this way and this way. This way and this way.
How much?
If I strip it one side, if I make like long strips, for example, a cucumber. You ever see a cucumber? You cut it, slice it into four or five.
You could do that also and cut it in half.
They said, cook that, what do you want from me? I didn't write the tshuva. Take out the tshuva, Archaim Chelik Dalit, Simen Ayin Dalit, Teichen Ois Gimel.
So rectangle's okay, square is also.
It's not the square, it has to be from Oirich V'Reichiv. Teichen means you chop something into a small piece, Oirich V'Reichiv. That's the Lashon of Shiva.
Square.
But if you take one side only, just cut it. Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Aser. That we saw in the book. We saw this. Remember, we saw that over there. He brings it from Rabbi Yashiv. That's Aser. Oh, so I wanted to tie in. What's the pshat? Basically, you mechaven to it. If you dak, what makes something dak? It could be on both sides. Dak has to be. That's what Ramosha was learning. Yeah. Wait. What's the taich? Ramosha was learning chatichas gedailus. The chatichas ketanas. Rabbi Yosef l'shitasi is any time you chop something to be mechin it to oichel, which means you can't eat it as a whole. You chopped it up to make it small and it's ready to eat. So what's the difference how you chop it? If the whole thing is you can't eat, a guy's not gonna eat a whole pickle, right? So what's he do? He's slicing it to four, right? That's called achana. Good, but the mice, the reason why it's done, there's a reason why it's cut, because it's in the chain, it's in my table, less than a pickle. Hein kemen al tzton, verstehst? Today you can have the guy with his hand with the pickle as I, but das ist nicht, and I'll tell you a cute zach, my bubby, Allah Hashem. Certain things I picked up that you can't find anymore today. Certain sensitivities in Kavod HaShulchan, which in Poshet, it's unheard of today. It's unheard of. I'll give you an example. She had this thing, the Kenish Stelnaf and Tish, the Grace of Batalach Soda.
Yeah,
Kenish.
The smaller cokes.
You need the small bottles, you know, those
tiny ones.
Island mice, they cook. Not the tiny, the middle ones. Those, the.
Like the
Ben Maim Chaim size. Okay? The big. And then they came out, if you remember, the double ones, those big Bandura ones. And it was a Tkufa.
3 liters.
3 liters, yeah? The Kitza, so she would sit there and she would say, Sinit Shane, Sinit, Pekovadik, wait. So I remember we discussed with her, Abba Baba, it's 3 times the price. Do you understand that it's 3 times the price? So I remember she would say, when the Shabbos tishes nishvertas, when the Shabbos tishes nishvertas. She was so makra on the grace of battle. I can't tell you how she, it was such as that. And even my father, who's mamish, living in that Radenveld, would tell Abba's, kostach extra gel. You told me that they would charge you double. You don't understand what I'm saying. The big bottle was $1.25, and these small bottles were $1.79. Like, it was a crazy zach. It was a crazy. So what did we do? We came up with an eitzah. Avada, we bought Erev Shabbos, the big one, and we would fill it into the little ones. Nay, sinish, dazay. Battle, Shabbos, the clean, the batalach. That was it. There was just no way to change it, the clean, the batalach. We tried everything.
What time we fill in the
she didn't like it, the batalach, because it's a mess. Be kaved of Shabbos, kaved from the plane of batalach. Hazei Yizus. Hazei Mach, the plane of batalach. Okay, Bekitzer, should we do one more minute, or we should go? We have a minute.
Okay.